Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It is On Your Shit podcast with Q, Red, and Sell the Bomb. Today we have someone amazing, Ohim Martin. She's with us today. We're going to talk about everything with regards to hair and maybe a little bit of current affairs, if there's something like that, anything trending. I don't know. That's up to Q. Yes. So should we just set the ball rolling? Let Ohim Martin introduce herself.
So, I'm Ohim Martin. Transgender. It's nice being here.
What do you like to listen to? We're breaking the ice. We want you to relax. What do you like listening to?
In terms of music. I think hip-hop.
Hip-hop. What song in particular do you like
to listen to? I can say for it. I'm just saying for it.
Hey, why are you saying for it? You know.
I mean, we probably have the same, you know, interest.
Yes, what's your artist?
Like that. Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Okay, so what song are you listening to right now? Shame. What song are you listening to right now?
Nicki Minaj.
Yes, her song.
Megatron.
Okay.
The artist that I knew that I thought that we had in common was Black. But I don't know if that's like his Sister. Your... Yeah.
Okay.
Who's Black?
Who's Black?
Six Lack.
Okay.
Alright. But you like Six Lack?
Yeah.
Are you okay now?
Yes, but she said Nicki Minaj.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
I was just gonna ask how your week has been.
It's been nice.
What has happened? Fun. Your birthday week. What happened? What went down?
No, I just went to the beach with my friends.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How was that like?
It was fun.
I see. So
I had a sleepover day.
Hey, wow.
Yeah. Akubuki.
Wait, but why are you saying like you didn't watch it?
I didn't know it was a sleepover. Like, I just, you know, you can just come. Like, I mean, the question you're asking.
No, because so, I was sleeping on it.
How was your week?
I didn't get more gifts, so.
Oh, yes. I'm sure some people owe you gifts. Yeah.
Wait.
I was expecting more gifts.
Yes.
We are still in the birthday week, so I don't think it's
too okay.
Birthday month. I know. January's ending.
No,
I'm still taking my gifts.
Yes.
Oh, sure. So, as we are talking about birthday month, a friend of mine, or my girl, should I say, she is also in the same, you know, steeze. Like, she celebrated a birthday, was it 2 days ago? Beatrice Benedict. So, shout outs to you. Wherever you are, if you're able to listen to this, you know that it's all love from this side.
It's all love every time.
Yeah.
So, how has your week been?
My week? Oh, I don't even know. I've just been in it, like, I don't know. But I think I'm having a good week so far. Work is going good. But honestly, I feel... this is personal. I don't know if you get it.
Yeah,
I feel like my productivity level has, you know, gone down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you about it today.
Yeah. Yes, and you said you...
Yeah! I'm interested in that. So,
oh, really? Wait,
if he can say it, can we say it for him?
Can we say it?
I mean,
his productivity is low, so
he needs. You continue that.
Okay, Sell the Bomb is in desperate need for sex. His productivity is low, so in case you know, you can hit him up. You know already where to find him. He's ready for you any
but
day.
How
any...
does that work? If you
they'll do it via the phone, cyber sex. You bow.
There's something like that.
Yes, please, but it involves masturbation.
Oh, okay.
Well, Oima, do you believe in something like that? If let's say
I know it's there.
You see, she knows it's there.
No, like, so if you're having a very slow week, you might think that
it's
sex could be.
Because he's not having sex.
Yeah.
Like, he says his productivity is low because he's not having sex. Do you agree?
I don't know for him. So.
Oh, but you see, you know, sex is one great thing, you know. This people say sex is underrated, overrated.
Overrated, I think.
Overrated, but I don't think it is. But you see, if I've had sex before.
Why am I laughing? I'm being honest. Because you're excited. His sexual life excites you.
What can we say?
I'm being honest. I've had sex before. And
of course.
It feels good. It's not just the fact that, like, you are coming or anything, but, like, you get to release stress. It's so unique. It's a good feeling. That, I don't know. I'm not saying I'll advise people to do it.
Yo.
But, you see, it depends, you know. If you are a Christian and then you believe in your Christian doctrine, it says no sex before marriage. Do you get that? That's why I won't say people should go and have sex, because I don't know what you believe in. But if you are someone who don't believe in those things,
like you,
like me, oh yes, I don't hide it, like me, that, you know, I don't hold those principles like to myself like that. I feel, you know, you can get it when you want to get
it. That's my big bean.
That's my big bean. So my week has been okay or not. I'm still trying to gather my thoughts because we are still in the middle of the week. But my week has been cool. I was actually excited for this conversation with Ohe Martin because I've been looking forward to it. I think that's pretty much it. Personal life, not really, but my mom's is having a good time right now. So I think, yeah, that's up for it. But for me, it's just really work and, yeah, chilling. Yeah. What about you?
My week has been good. I'm going to start from Wednesday to this Wednesday. Ooh. I made up with one of my good friends after he had annoyed me for years.
Oh, made up with him. Okay.
Now we are friends again, so that's fine. It's all love with my friend. But then, yeah, my week has been good. It has been interesting. It's a little stressful because, like, there's some changes I have to make or decisions I have to make. Mm-hmm. But still, I think, I mean, we're fine. So,
okay,
let's move into it. First question. Okay. Can you, for all of you, LGBTQIA, what does it stand for?
Is it like a trivia or what?
I'm asking you just to see.
I think lesbian, gay, LGBT, bisexual, transgender, queer.
That's it. What is it?
LGBTQIA.
Queer. Okay, I know queer.
Queer.
Whoa.
The I is the problem. I don't know.
What's the A? If you know the A.
The A. Mm-hmm. Asexual.
Mm-hmm. So what's the I?
Is what? I didn't hear that.
Asexual.
So what's the I?
But asexual, it's been there for like...
Yes. Yeah, I think it's part of it. Being a lesbian and being a... It's been there for like, yeah. So what's the I?
Ooh, you know, tell us. Because me, I honestly don't know.
Intersex.
But I don't know, can... Since you are...
Someone DM'd me and told me I was not trans, I was intersex.
Yes, so an intersex is someone who is hermaphrodite.
Oh no.
What does it mean? It means the person has two organs.
But now, you know, you don't necessarily have to have the two organs like externally. You can have them internally. So you have a penis, but then you don't have testes, you have ovaries inside. But you will never know because you have a penis until you go to the hospital and they check. And when they check and they see you have ovaries, then they can switch. Or you have a vagina but you don't have ovaries because you have balls inside of you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but you will never know that also until you go and check.
So could it be the reason why we have some women that have been trying to have children and they are not having children?
Exactly. So that's when some of them find out that they have, because it's easier if you have both externally, like, visible. Mm-hmm. Then the doctors can, like, the doctors can work on it. But if you don't have it externally visible, so unless you're having cramps or pain or something, go to the hospital, then they'll find out that you're intersex. So, yes.
Okay.
So, I brought up this question because we want to clarify whether Ohe Martin is trans or intersex.
I'm trans.
Yeah, trans.
But, you know, with me, I really don't understand the terms. I know what lesbian is. I know when we say gay, it refers to, like, both. It could be, like, guys interested in guys or girls interested in girls, like that is gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is also homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to trans, I don't really understand what it means. And then which one again? You mentioned in there.
Queer.
Yes, I think that one is for
asexual.
The queer is for like those who don't really identify to any particular gender. But yeah.
Asexual.
So what you explain right now is the what?
Intersex.
Intersex. And then the other one is
asexual
what?
Or asexual.
Asexual. And that one, what is that one?
Means that they don't have feelings for any kind of gender.
Like no, they don't have sexual feelings. They can live without
having
craving,
sex.
Yeah, and they'll be fine.
Would I think once a month or once a week I'm asexual?
Correct.
You choose when it suits you.
Yeah, if it's about not having the feelings, I mean, once a while, like, it's not every day that you have the feelings for sex. So it means if I go a month without feeling for sex, it means that month I'm asexual.
Alright.
Anyway. But okay, no, the trust.
He's right. In
he's right.
In a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Explain.
Wait.
I think someone can also see they can be with a boy for this month, but they are gay for this month. So maybe the next month they'll be with a girl.
And they're just bisexual then.
Well,
or pansexual.
No, but you guys, it's like you don't have feelings for any either.
No, like you don't have sexual feelings. Like
no sexual
you
feelings.
Can like you whether you are gay or not. You can like you, but
the
edge
to have sex is nothing.
He won't
no
be,
sex.
You know.
But that's just the bro like love.
No, it's not. I'm saying so. For example, you and I, right?
Yeah.
We vibe. We could be, but. Maybe you like me, Pam, but you just don't want to have sex with me. It's not
that,
like
that one
think
is
near
you. I like you, but I don't want to have sex with you. I don't have sexual feelings for you.
I don't have sexual feelings for you, too.
I wasn't asking you.
Anyway. Right.
Okay.
Yes. So.
That was cute, by the way.
What was cute?
Never mind, go on. Go on, babes.
Anyway, what do you have in your notebook?
No,
but I want to understand the terms first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the trans.
Yeah, there's transgender by identity.
Mm-hmm.
That one
it's
is
like.
By,
mm-hmm. I haven't gone under the knife yet, so I'm trans by identity. There's transsexual, they have gone under the knife, so
Transsexual
yes.
have gone under the knife,
yes,
but
yes.
Transgender is the
I can
ident-
have the surgeries, but if I still have my original organs, then
that's the dick.
That's trans by ID.
Okay, and I think I get the one now.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm still
so,
lost a bit.
Oh no.
Explain. He's
like transgender by identity. Okay, I haven't gotten rid of my actual organ.
Oh, okay.
So
she's just
so,
a woman
so
by
that
identity.
Sense you are,
yes,
by
identity.
But
oh,
she's
okay.
not a woman physically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so that is transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
the ones
okay.
who have gotten rid of it is a transsexual.
Transsexual.
Oh, okay. Did you know?
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean that's AMA.
No,
anyway,
I didn't know. Oh, okay. But me, I'm very curious. I'll be asking you some few questions.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm also quiet, trying to like learn some things.
Mm, I'm also
but
learning. Yeah, he's teaching me some things.
Yeah, Madam, that's
teaching
okay.
us.
Okay. So I have something I want to ask. Not necessarily like a question, but it was something that happened over last week, right?
Okay.
So I had a situation, and I want to ask you since. Now I've seen you like in person, so I can ask you. I was having a conversation with somebody, a lady, and in the conversation I said something like, if I met you outside and I didn't know you from anywhere, like I've not had a conversation with you, I would have approached you and
why be nice.
Whatever could happen should happen.
Okay.
So it means that if I'm gonna like have sex or something. Oh fuck. Yeah.
Please,
that would happen, right?
Didn't
wait,
know
hold
you
up. Hold up. I'm trying to build up to something. So it means that if I didn't know you and I just met you somewhere, I'll really approach you with that vibe. Like, oh, I'm trying to, you know. What is your reaction to it? Because I'm now trying to ask you, do you ever get a situation where guys ask you that, or you overhear people just saying that, oh, maybe check this guy. He's saying this about you. Like, if he gets you, he will smash.
Yeah, I think sometimes.
You do get it?
Mm-hmm. A lot of times.
So
a lot of times. Oh, okay. But how do you take it if, like, this is a guy who is straight.
Okay.
But, like,
yeah,
sort of interested in you, but gets to understand that you are transgender. You see, like, what the perspective is coming from is that, like, by your looks, like, yo, he saw some, like,
you're hot.
Hot girl. Pap, yes.
You are sexy. Get it. All right, that was
sexy.
Yeah, that was what I was saying. All right, so if I make that kind of move, how would you feel about it?
I let you go know from this scratch, so.
So how do you do that? Like, I calm you.
I just look too much of it. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But okay. I'll let you know I respect everyone's opinion. So if you have a problem with it, you can just go.
Okay.
No, so, but they don't have a problem with it and they wanted to start a relationship with you. Would you be okay with it?
No, it depends on the person. I can't just be with anyone.
I get that, if you like the person, exactly.
Okay, so if the person wanted to start a conversation, not necessarily to start an outright relationship, would you be open, irrespective of the person's gender, whether male or female, would you be open?
Just to have a conversation.
Oh, sure, to see where you guys will go from there.
No, like relationship wise.
Yes,
no.
Like not relationship wise, but like we're talking, like. So he likes her or she likes her, and then they are talking.
Oh, no, we can't get anywhere.
You can't get which one, the he or the she?
The she.
Oh, okay, that's sad.
Wait, are you trying to also ask that she's had situations where ladies actually?
No, it has never happened.
No lady has come to you. Okay,
wow. Okay, never. What are your thoughts on validations?
Validations,
if I said like what I just said now, okay, right? Somebody thinking or seeing you as hot, sexy, how do you feel about it?
It's a nice feeling.
Huh?
It's a nice feeling.
Are you
do? Oh, okay, so like what I was trying to say, right? Okay, so you can play.
I want a boy or two.
What the fuck?
Why aren't you even bringing them into the conversation?
You know, like what I was trying to say. No, thank you very much. This is really great.
So when you saw this video, like what was your reaction? Were you laughing? Were
yeah,
you
I was
excited?
Laughing. So, I was like, oh, okay, then he's actually saying something from his part of, like, his point of view.
Because he did.
You know, people pretend. So he's saying what he's saying is really like. He did.
He was being honest.
Yes.
You are hot. I wouldn't deny that.
Okay. Is this the place where I get to ask?
Please ask your question.
Yeah. So, somewhere around last 2 weeks, you were at Pulse Ghana for an interview. And I personally think that it was great. But how has your life been after the interview?
Normal. I think more friends. I don't know. I just got to deal with someone.
Ooh,
that's sweet. Yeah,
I need
it.
More. So.
You know, I need more money. You know, you can promo it here, though. Like, you can.
Yeah, and Miami Beauty.
Okay, all right.
So, if you want to mention, like an Instagram, like people should contact whatever to get
whatever. Before we get to that, like, what do they do? What is it about?
Oh, they're into creams, more of cosmetic stuff.
Okay.
Is
it a Ghanaian
brand? I think it's from outside.
Hey,
so they contacted you.
But they are imagined, so.
Okay, so they're moving out. Alright.
So, like, they have a branch in Ghana?
Yes. So I think they are bringing it here.
They are now coming to establish in Ghana.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they saw the interview and decided to. Oh, wow.
That's really dope.
Good luck. Congratulations.
Well, I wanted more of the hair companies.
More hair.
Yeah, they'll come. They'll come.
I see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kuvuki too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the beach I went to.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So it was actually like a promote thing.
Yes.
To advertise the page for them.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they are very good people. So.
Oh, okay.
You can really tell that, like, this is going great.
That's good.
I mean, you're living your life. Yeah, you're living your life. It's getting better. Everything. I
think the hit is less.
Me see, can I add to it? I think it's because it's you. One thing I've realized is, when I watched your interview, the way you said everything about yourself and the way you already knew what they were going to say, you go to hell and all of that, and then you address that in the interview. So at the end of the day, those who will come and make those comments could not say anything.
Because, I mean, hell is not in layers, right?
Thank you.
That's what I'm using for the title of this podcast anyway.
Okay.
So.
So that's why they couldn't come and then, you know, pass their judgment and all of that.
I think under the comments, when someone comments trash, like, people come for them.
The person.
Yeah. That's one thing too that I've realized, that I think.
It looks like you have people that love you very much, and it's like they'll go at anybody for you. I mean, again, I was trying to say something that I'm always on your page, right? Because of the fact that I follow YouTube and everything. But I feel like you really have a very good page. Like, you give people the content that they want. And, you know, moving forward, if you can do more of that, you will just grow your page better. Well, I am here to just learn and then have good conversations with you.
Okay.
Do you ever have some weird DMs, or like, what's the weirdest DM that you've ever had?
A dick pic.
I mean, for someone like, you know, you, I think it would be normal. I just want like the weirdest one that you've...
Weirdest one.
Yeah, like...
No.
Something that you can't personal.
It's always, it's related like, to sex. Because, like, she's
hot, so people will send
exactly
her dick
what
pics.
I'm trying to say.
That's what he's saying.
So wait, do they send those dick pics knowing that, like, you're a transgender?
Yeah, they know. Some really know.
So does it mean they are like, are they straight, or like they are also,
I don't know,
they are bisexuals?
They are bisexuals.
Pansexuals.
Look at sales. But do you?
And it's, I think we've said the interview. So.
Yeah, ooh, of course.
More
no.
dick pics.
Yeah. No, because I mean, can I now some? People know.
No, I don't save it.
Oh wow!
No, but
no,
it's in the DMs. So it's in the DMs. You know what I mean?
Wait, but you are willing to see a dick pic?
Why not?
No, I mean, so the thing is, before she got the platform, people didn't know her. And now people who, pansexuals, who would be attracted to whatever, whether trans or straight or whatever, they will now, like, come out too. Because maybe they couldn't find people like her also. Because, I mean, you can only find, unless you go on Grindr, right? So if you don't go there, you won't find. And now someone has come out openly unashamed. You'd want to associate with the person because, A, you admire the person for coming out. And B, like, where has the person been all your life, right? So then you'd have the confidence to approach the person and send whatever pics.
So since when did this dick sending thing started?
Oh, like a very long time. I think from high school.
Wow.
Wait, I mean, that's something.
I have a question though.
Okay.
Your parents, have they watched the video?
Yeah.
And how did they react to the video?
Oh, my mom was like having some small problems with it, but she's cool now.
What did she have with the video?
Oh, she was like the trans on it, like, she didn't really like it. Mm. She actually thought I was going for a beauty interview, so like, but she's cool now.
She's like,
okay, so for it being out there that, like,
you know, her friends are going to call, like, hey, we saw you.
Yeah, that would be a lot of stress.
Yeah,
for
but she's cool now.
Do you talk to your parents about everything?
My mom.
Well, okay, what about your pops?
I don't know him.
Okay.
Can you tell us a story? What happened?
I don't know him. I'm not trying to be shady.
You're not trying to be shady or anything.
I have not seen him before.
That's not my son. What happened? Is it that, like, maybe he passed on before?
Oh, no. He's very alive.
So how, like, he broke up with your mom?
No, he didn't want to get pregnant. So
how would you feel if he came back now to say he's proud of you and who you've become and wants to be in your life?
Okay, that's cool. I don't know him, so.
So what if he hits you? Like, he hits on you? You never know. What if, like, you know, think about it. What if he slides into a DM, sends messages, like, oh my goodness.
That's
you know, and then, pa-da-pa-pa.
No, so it means...
Question answer.
Oh, no. If I see him, I won't know.
Exactly. You know, so it can happen. He might be one of the dick pics, the many dick pics, the dick that formed there. You never know. I'm just saying.
Well, I can say that you have, like, a lot of catching up to do. I mean, if you have to ever meet your pops. Or you think you won't have...
Right.
I'm okay.
You're okay.
You're okay.
You're scared.
I don't have any memories with him, so... It's not like I'm missing someone.
I understand, you know, when you don't have memories of people, it's very easy to get.
It's like someone will tell you about your auntie, but you've not met your auntie before, so it's like, okay.
You're fine.
But if he was in my life for like some years, then I'll be missing him or something.
So I am big on mental health.
Okay.
And everything. Last year, I was really big on it. I was like trying to.
He's squeaking.
Get to. It's not me. So
talk.
I was trying to find my safe space, like what makes me happy, what makes me alive. Okay, if I'm going through a bad time, what to think about, people I can talk to. And I've learned something that I have been healing a lot every second, actually, because somebody can just piss you off and then you would have to think about it. Just make sure you heal before you project it onto somebody else. All right, do you ever get that situation, or like, do you ever feel like there'll be times where you would be going through something, maybe you've had like a hit comment or like a negative email or something, or somebody just said something verbally to you? How do you deal with that thing?
When I see a hate comment, I just... it becomes funny because I'm with my friends, so we just laugh about it. It doesn't really become a problem. We just laugh about it because of the kind of friends I have.
What kind of friends do you have?
Oh, funny friends. We are never serious.
Like, yeah, you guys turn up a lot. Yeah, I mean, you look like somebody who really have a good time.
So it doesn't mean you have a close circle of friends.
Yeah,
a
small circle of friends.
And you don't allow other people to...
Oh, I allow other people, but... well, it depends on how... what you show me, you see. Actions always speak louder, so...
Alright.
It depends on what you're letting me see about you.
About the person. So, from hindsight, right? What's your thought on human behavior as a whole? Like, weirdos. What do you think about...
human beings are weirdos, though.
Yeah, when you think about it. You could just ever go through your Twitter or your IG or something, then you see people...
As when Paul posted a video, someone was hating on that, but the person has proposed to me before. So I was like...
I wish there was a video here. The face that I'm making right now.
He was like, it's only Paul who supposed this trash. But...
so, and you did nothing about it?
Oh, no, I don't have the time.
No, wait. And the person was actually someone who proposed to you before.
Yeah.
So wait, but at that time, was the person aware that you were transgender?
He went to school with me. Not that one. He went to school with me.
Not that one. So there are
like a lot.
So why are people hypocrites? Like,
that's the problem.
It doesn't make sense.
You know what hits different? The fact that they went to the same school, butchered, right?
Yeah.
Like, think about it. I'm in the same
school. And I want to address this here. I said what I said, so.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to mention that school everywhere I go.
Yeah, I mean, you are proud alumni, so, like, no one should...
no one can tell me what I should say, you know.
Exactly. But, I mean, my issue with the person is no one...
but people are commenting trash. I don't tell them to do that, so...
mm-hmm.
I say what I want to say.
Mm-hmm. And that's all.
So wait, this person that proposed to you, did the person propose to you back in school or after school?
From school till...
You see, that's what I'm trying to say.
It's like,
only she's the only one who knows about the proposal that you did with the person.
Exactly.
No one has asked you. Nothing.
No one
comments
exactly
under
there.
So that's why are you commenting? Like, nobody knows.
No
that
one is forcing you.
Exactly.
To
so
see
you just saw. So what has made you now take it to? So she will see you and what? So
probably
that was.
Is a thing.
Or
with
he's trying to
social media, like, you know, that
I think it's more.
It
has more to do with self, like.
Yeah,
exactly.
So okay.
Because
so
no one knows.
They go on and then they project it on someone else.
Exactly.
How they feel about themselves.
Yes.
Is it something that has to do with rejection? Because
I think
I'm
it's
sure
more
acceptance. But you didn't accept this person's like proposal.
No,
so
no,
you rejected him, which is what I'm
not
saying.
Not reject per se, but like I wasn't giving the person attention.
But y'all were cool.
It could be out of that
pain.
Yeah,
like cool, but no.
So it means it could be out of that pain that he's commenting the trash, or because I don't get it.
I think
you
so.
Haven't rejected the person like in the
we're
very
cool,
bad
like
way.
Okay, I know you like me, but I said no, so I don't
maybe
know
he himself doesn't accept the kind of person he
yes,
is.
Yes, exactly.
Because if he did accept who he was, he wouldn't be two timing himself. Because even this
yes.
one cried. What are you? It doesn't. So I have a friend who he's gone through stuff like that before. He's been touched by guys before and things like that. And for him, he doesn't really know where he lies, so he doesn't comment on like these kind of things. I think people like that should just also find out who they are, just like my friend. Find out who you are, and then move. So his issue is he's very Christian. His family is like a strong Christian family, like pastors involved in the family and stuff. But he is very girly. He enjoys hanging out with girls. He enjoys dating girls, but he likes boys. like, it's, he doesn't like boys, like, he likes the male. So, you see, it's so confusing.
Yeah. The person you're talking about is a guy or a girl?
He's a guy.
A guy.
So, it's so confusing for him. So, I'm thinking that that's how this person is also. The person is probably confused about who he is. And then, maybe he's hurt or he's annoyed that she knows who she is, yeah, and she is confident about it. So. And so, just out of spite, he would just comment that. Because, I mean, if you knew who you were and you were comfortable, like, you're comfortable, so
even me trying to put this in a layman's, like, perspective,
because you might not be so smart.
I mean, obviously, I won't say I'm smart.
No, the guy, he might not be smart.
That was good.
Why are you thinking not so smart for yourself?
Interesting.
I have to disclaim first now.
No, but nobody thought you were not so smart until maybe you want them to think that.
Yeah, again, I'm not so smart. But okay. I just wanted to say something in a more like layman's term. You see that thing that if a guy, because guys are more or less like chasers, right? So if a guy asks a girl out, or a guy proposed to a girl and
a guy
and they turn him down, it's more of like an ego thing. So it would translate into some sort of spite or like hate or something. And they'll just be resenting you for some shit that you, obviously, because you just didn't like them back. Right? So I feel like it could be from that point, like, Charlie, she's safe, then, you know, since she's not even toxic, she didn't feel me again or something. Make her just talk the shit about
it. But
you know?
I don't think it would be a main point. Like,
what would you think would be the main point?
I think the acceptance.
Like,
it could also be for attention. Like,
he wants to get your attention.
So he knows when he says trash, they're going to
maybe
be like,
you
why do you want to say
that? But
here's my thing. After that, do you still talk to him? Or
no.
You guys don't chat anymore.
So what if
I unfollowed everywhere?
So what?
You unfollowed the person everywhere.
Does it mean like it got to you when he made that comment?
No, he didn't get to me. I don't want a bad vibe around me. Like,
I was trying to ask, like, how do you heal? Personally, if somebody, like I said before, right, how do you heal from
negativity.
This negative, you know?
I think I'm more of like the comedy type. Like, I don't really think.
Yeah, obviously, because I've been talking to you, the way you type,
it's true.
It's like, you
it's
know.
True. I saw a video of you before, you were Darren Bob Risky.
Hey, no, that wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Hey, no. Darren Bob Risky. No.
That wasn't you.
No. And that was William DeLuise. That's my friend.
But do you guys look alike or something?
Well, they do if you thought they
she was the one. Was it on your Snap?
No. It was my private story.
So how did you see her private story?
Hey!
He posted,
obviously, you know
my
what
My friend
I'm
posted it himself, so I think maybe he saw it on my
You know, Jack, if you see, you see. anyway.
So what do you think about Bobrisky?
She's cool.
The person that
you know Bobrisky.
I don't know him or her. I don't know. Or them. I don't know.
You don't know Bobrisky.
No.
Please, can I stand?
Nigerian Bobrisky.
AQ. Hey, you don't know Bobrisky.
Look, I'm just gonna keep it straight. But that's not even about him or them right
she,
now.
She.
Yeah.
She,
fine.
Right?
Fine. She.
Because she's apparently allegedly changed her.
Allegedly,
no.
But
we
don't know.
That's
that.
What they are saying.
So.
They know. They said she's done the hair bump, and so people say her what?
No, you see, she had said it before that she did it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She had said it before that she did it. Those of you asking,
but then, we haven't seen it. We should see.
No, but how will you see? She should now.
No,
do
you
selfie.
See,
isn't she a social media socialite?
No,
she should socialize.
No,
not
selfie. You see, she wears. You all know, like, you know, gossip as I am.
Yes,
she wears
because
her,
you are a big one.
How do you? Is it leggings or the jeans? That one.
Uh-huh.
And then usually, like, if.
Ah,
well, you
she
can
had
see
a
print.
If
you
she
had
a
print
there, like, you know, we should see something
but
swelling.
You can
there,
wear
right?
something. I think you
so
can
I don't
wear
know how.
Something to hide it, right?
Do you know of anything like that?
Mm. Then maybe there she has to.
I guess
I
can tack it, so.
Tack it.
Wait, how? I'm not interested. I mean, pardon if I'm trying to, like, someone.
I'm sexy.
Ooh. Wait,
that's all the stuff for this swim.
Oh, okay. All right.
No,
I'm just thinking that maybe somebody out
yeah,
there is
exactly.
Because
no one
problems.
Is going to see you do it. But just someone can just pick someone. Okay,
I mean,
the tuck it, you put it in. You put it in.
You know this
like,
person.
Some,
yes, you know this person.
Do you have some?
I have friends.
Me,
I'm asking that
question. We're all wondering. And you know how it's done.
I'm like, come to me. I'll make you fishers of men. Right. If you can put it in, you put it in that way, so it looks like, yes, that's all.
No, so me, I'm
but
curious.
But I prefer her to teach us.
I've been curious to ask one thing, too, about your love life, relationship.
And
spice. Yeah. How is it like? Have you ever fallen in love with a guy before? Have you fallen in love with a girl before? You know, that thing, you know? Let's talk about that.
I'm there for four girls. Why? You don't like us. What's going on?
So you've not fallen in love with a girl before?
No.
Oh, wow.
Wait, according to sources, you've fallen in love once before.
Wait.
They just said you've fallen in love once.
Before. So if you want to clarify
according
that.
According to sources.
Sources. So if you want to clarify, or you've never fallen in love before.
Wow. Are you lying?
I promise.
You promise on what?
Because, you know, for someone like you, hot like this, it's got to be, you know, guys, mad guys in your DMs, like, or probably meeting you in real life and then asking you, like, how are you doing? Do you have somebody in your life? What's up? You know, throwing money at you, probably, and getting to, like, go on dates with you and stuff like that. So, I don't know about that. I mean, I am in love with somebody who is not in the same space with me.
Say it as it is. The person is not.
I shock.
No.
You are in love with someone who doesn't love
you. Why are
you
people
back?
Trying to control my narrative? Let me.
Hey, we are sorry. Write your story.
So, I'm just going to be honest with myself. I am in love with somebody who is not there yet with me. And I kind of see that I could move on.
Okay.
Really, really, really move on, right?
Okay.
But then I think about it, and then I'm like, why not give love a chance too? But I've been in mad relationships and everything. Again, I feel like even the unappealing person has met somebody before. So,
oh, okay.
I would want to say that I believe you, but you know, for the sake of like reality,
I have.
You have.
Yeah, I just want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, all annoying.
Annoying. Yes, to talk about how annoying love is.
Yes.
Because love is annoying. It's shitty. Fuck love. I hate love.
So, boss man can hear this.
I don't hate you. I hate love.
She just said like she's had experiences.
Yeah,
before.
I have. But I just want people.
But they broke your heart.
No.
So, hey, now why don't you want to talk?
Yeah, or you were like the city girl.
Okay, maybe. I don't know, it's unpleasant. It's not necessarily like breaking my heart. But I didn't take it as a heartbreak, so. Just.
You found out the person was with another person.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So.
Another
or like,
girl.
Or maybe.
Guy.
That's what I want to ask.
If you was with another guy, just say.
Yeah, I've fallen in love before.
How has it been?
It was very nice.
And then?
I think after school. Distance really destroyed everything, so.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Are you in university?
No, I don't like school.
Do you plan on furthering your education online since you don't like school?
Oh, no.
Not at all.
So you are done with school, with high school certificate, or
yeah.
You have another?
No, high school.
So what else do you want to do with your life? Like,
I think more of entrepreneurship. So.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
In what, okay. If we.
In beauty. Entertainment.
So would you be going to beauty school, cosmetology school of what? Cosmetology.
It was more of practical science, but the theory aspects.
You don't want to get certificates in it. Okay. So what do you know how to do with regards to beauty? Do you make the products or you do glam people? What is it?
I know how to make up. So.
Oh really? Yeah, I was also going to say something. I think I saw your video. You produce videos, right?
I did it once. I organized a makeup class.
Okay, so how did that go? Is it something that you plan on doing more? Like,
yeah, maybe in the near future. But the first one was quite a problem.
Why?
I didn't hit the targets I wanted to hit. So.
Wait, is it the one with the. Is it pink?
Wearing pink. No, we saw a video. You were wearing pink.
Yeah.
Had a pink.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
That shit hit like 13K.
I'm talking about the like students that came. You see, it was like a makeup class. So,
okay.
So like more money went into the commercial the hotel and stuff, but
so that was a commercial for the makeup
class.
Like a campaign sort of.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, all right. But you are good. So now with the buzz that you have in, I think you should probably do it again.
Especially and people really who like her makeup can want to learn.
Do you have like some work, like people that you've worked for with?
No, but is it a thing? Do you want to be a makeup artist?
No.
So that
what do you want to be?
I think I want. I want to be a jack of all trades.
Okay.
Wow, that's good.
What does jack of all trades mean to you? What exactly?
I can hit any business sector.
She's looking for any business. I heard you mention entertainment as well. Like, what do you look forward to do in entertainment?
I haven't really sat down to think of what I want to do in entertainment, but I don't. It comes, like the idea comes. So,
As friends, me, I think I'll offer you this advice. I think you have to sit down and actually identify what you want to do.
Okay.
Because to set out to be like jack of all trades, like
you
right
be a master
now,
of nothing.
You be a master of nothing. So I think you have to identify like some two things and then like set goals. Like this is what I want to do, and then you work towards it.
True.
And also timelines.
Yes, timelines and that. Because around that, you'll be there before you see you're 40.
Thing is, if you're a jack of all trades, there are younger people also coming up who are going to specialize in what you're a jack of all trades in, because it means that you'll never know in detail what a particular thing is to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when the younger ones come, they will know in detail what that particular thing is, and they can overtake you. Like, because number one, you are old. By the time you start, you're old. Because what 20-year-olds can do now, 30-year-olds who were doing it back then.
Yeah,
especially if they were never like specialized in the thing, so that they become the experts in the thing, but they were always around everywhere.
Okay,
then
sure.
So you have to, because I mean, this exposure you've gotten is so good.
Yeah.
Like people will kill to get that kind of platform. So if you have, for example, if you were a makeup artist, this is the perfect time to start doing stuff like that. If you produce videos, the perfect time. So I think whatever it is, you have to sit down and then be promoting you and what you can do on your page.
Okay.
And I think because you said you want more deals, right? I think that is why you haven't gotten more deals, because if you like people should get to know what you want to do, then you get more people interested in wanting to use you, like they want to hire you for your specification, you know, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something you should work around.
Because Bobrisky's hair deals are hair deals and Kayan Mata deals. Like, if you want to get more money, because that's how she is. She's always talking about you need to get more money, you have to get this allergy to do. So she gets Kayan Matas. There are people who sell those things that will make your pussy sleepy or wet, or make it, those bracelets that will make a man like you or whatever. So those are her deals, because she talks about it a lot.
I think she has leveraged
a lot
on social media, like being the drama.
Yes,
saying anything. There are some things that she says, and then you know it is not true, but she will say it anyway,
like
just to get her attention.
Or she thinks she's pregnant.
Uh-huh, those things. She gets the numbers, and then she uses the numbers to do business. So right now, people contact her for adverts and all of that. She identified that is what, like, she can leverage on with her attention to do something. That is what she's doing right now, and she's making the money. So we come to,
maybe we'll be drifting a little bit from what we were talking about. I just want to know how you would prefer for somebody to ask for your sexual preference in terms of like who you date.
If someone wants to ask you,
if someone wants to ask you, like, are you into men or women, how would you want them to ask you? Just you.
Well, maybe
you
we should ask if she finds it offensive. Even.
Oh no, I don't find it offensive. No.
That someone will ask you, are you gay, are you straight, or are you?
Or are you into men, or are you into women? That's.
Do you find it offensive?
How?
I feel if you're not interested, you may actually ask.
Okay.
But maybe the person is asking.
If you're just being inquisitive, I don't know.
Why do you want to know?
Yeah, why do you want to know?
But if it's like a conversation, just say we just chat and, you know,
my friend or anything.
Yeah.
Or someone
how
wants
would you
be your friend.
How would you prefer for the person to ask you that way? And there's a follow up to it though.
Depends on the person asking, so.
Depends
on the person. Like, I don't like strangers, like, all up in my space.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think maybe, like, let's put it this way, ask yourself that question. Like, play the role of another person. Ask, like, I don't know if you get it.
Okay, if you are to find yourself in another person's shoes, like asking, let's say, you yourself, like that question, that if you are into men or into women, or who would you prefer to date?
How
would you ask it here?
Honestly, I'm black.
I don't think there's any other way to ask it apart from my
UK.
Are you
straight? She's not necessarily gay.
So then how you can't would tell. You...
She's not.
No, me, it's, it, I think it's normal. How so your,
like, I personally want to know for the record because...
You want to ask... So you want to ask her if she's gay or straight?
No, I'm just... Listen, I'm asking, a lot of people I'm asking. Listening to this.
So what the people want to know?
They sent
the questions.
They sent the questions. Oh no, but
I get it. Which is why I have.
He has a notebook. He got the questions.
I am just trying to like ask you, but if you feel like there is no particular like way to ask, that's fine. If
let's you can say, answer that question, but like depending on the person, you see.
Okay,
this is what I'm saying it's for me. It's normal. I don't think I've met.
But I don't find it offensive.
Yes, like I don't think I'll meet a girl and ask, "Are you this?" Or I don't ask a guy. To be very honest, I've seen trans guys in my life before. We've had conversations. I don't go straight asking, "Are you gay?" No, like at a point you get to know how the person, you know, then you all get to some level that the person becomes so open and can easily tell you about it without you even asking. So I think it would just be the same thing.
All right, so
you realize that.
And what about me? When I become so like close to someone, I don't care about what I see.
Okay. Are you close to us right now?
Yeah. Okay, off air, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Off record. All right.
Oh, wait.
Okay. Hey, cool down. Cool down. Okay, because I was going to ask you, like, the straight question, but I guess I would have to ask you afterwards.
Oh, but some can be asked.
Yeah, so I'm trying to ask, are you into men or into women? Or... So, yeah, exploring that.
She's not into women.
I'm not into women. Yeah, that's the answer. Women.
But she, I think I just remember she said it before that like if you're a girl looking forward to like get anything from her,
I won't go anywhere. Right?
No, okay. You can't. So, I think I'll block you. I don't like that.
You don't like girls trying to hit on you.
But it has never happened, so I don't know.
So the follow up question that I was trying to ask: would you ever consider doing a makeover with your body?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever thought about it? Like,
always.
What do you mean by makeover?
Like, going like, under the knife.
Going under the knife.
Oh, no.
See? That's why.
Okay,
maybe we're talking about, like, surgeries. Because
She would... What would you want to change
about
your
my
body?
Okay, when you say surgery, isn't it the same as...
Yes, I know. It's also knife, surgery, right? But, like, maybe cosmetic surgery. Like,
maybe her
to enhance things.
Or her stomach. Or
so, if it takes... pills, you would take it and then it was just like, oh, like you would get the
she may want to do a tummy tuck, but
yes.
Does she want to remove her private parts is what you want to ask it?
No,
I feel that's very risky.
Yeah, you no, it's not risky. You not have children after, so if you want children, you shouldn't.
Because now I wanted the clarification as to if you wanted to go under the knife and make over like fully,
I don't think
sexually. So I said I was going to listen and then have good conversations. But what's your ideal date? Ideal date
with Valentine's is coming.
Yeah.
If someone wants to take you out or whatever, what is ideal? What would you
cool down?
Want?
So really,
someone wants to take you out or something.
I don't know. It's a lot. So. I think a night at the beach would do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why? Why
I don't know,
beach?
I just love the beach. I'm a beach person, so.
So, you prefer that and then, what, food, like, good music?
Yeah, exactly.
All that kind of good stuff. What about hours? Like, after that, then what else? Shut up.
What happens?
He said that. Me, I get like somewhere. I'm just thinking in my head.
But isn't it like a value? If it's not a value question, I won't ask.
We don't know.
So, hours, like probably 9, 10, 11.
I think I go to morning.
Do you smoke?
Not. I think when I'm with friends, but not every time.
Not a habitual smoker, but like an occasional smoker. Oh, okay.
What is your take on people smoking shit for vitality? So, it was in the news. I told you we'll talk about trending stories too. It was in the news that
the narcotics board was complaining that Ghanaian youth have started smoking dried shit, like dried poop.
What?
And also, they started drinking soaked sanitary pads for vitality.
Wait, where are you getting this as well?
It's on Paul's Ghana page. Yeah.
Alright.
I'm sure it's like, wow.
And the problem with them is that it's not illegal, so they can't arrest them.
In this Ghana, yeah.
No, it's not illegal to smoke dry shit in Ghana. they can't arrest them, people.
It's because it's never been like...
Yeah, that's very...
So what's your take on smoking dry shit for vitality?
I don't know about them, but I think this is...
Wait, let me just paint a more visual like image for you. So they just, you know, sprinkle the
dry shit in the paper,
roll it, and then roll it, and then
and then they light it and they smoke it, and then they soak pads in, I don't know what they soak it in because they didn't put in the story. And then they drink it. Your video is entering our podcast too. And then they drink it, and then they get vitality. I mean, they are strong. What do you think of that? I think it's funny.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
It's disgusting. It's just like eating a woman out when she's on a, you know.
I'm trying to pad one.
It's both. I mean, when you think about it, it's just like...
Mouth, or you've been eating your ass.
That's shit, you know that, right? Ass. Hey, yo, cool down. cool down.
You've been licking it.
No, wait. But it's not a bad thing, though. Even though I don't do it, I'm not there yet.
It's an acquired taste. That's all I can say.
Is it what?
Acquired taste. No, the I'm holy. Hey, holy Alma.
You do realize that those people that say that are basically bad, right?
I'm open.
What do you think about ass eating?
I think someone wants to do it cool.
What do you mean by ass eating? The licking one or the ass?
It's just the same thing, man. If you're eating cake.
Eating cake.
Or salad.
So what do you think about it?
Hey, wait, hold up. Hold
what
up.
Do you think about
it? I honestly, I'm not there yet. I'm not ready to experiment because I've not done all I want to do with pussy. So I'll rather finish that and then meet the last.
No, what do you want to do with pussy?
A shock.
Everything.
Like what?
Everything that I can think of that's like not going to hurt or kill you. So what I'm trying to say is that I'm not there yet, right?
I shock.
I'm not there, but if you think it's cool, right? Is there
cool,
like a technique to it?
I feel if someone wants to do it.
Wait,
hold on. No, I want to ask you to.
I haven't
done it before.
On a cold night. I wasn't the liquor.
Okay, yeah, if you're the liquor, I think it's cool.
Yes, I was the licky. Me, I won't lick.
But you want someone to lick your ass.
It's a really nice feeling. It's what I'm saying.
You ever been in that situation before? Someone licking your ass. I kind of don't believe it, but I'll just
wear
it will be so sensitive, man.
Yeah, you know.
Alright, okay. Me too. I'm just going to chill out.
It's so sensitive. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's very sensitive. Yeah.
I think it will be ticklish.
It is very ticklish too.
That makes it very risky thing.
because the person will want.
Will flatter, so like, I mean, what the fuck am I going to do after you flattered in my face?
I mean, that's all. You just go back.
Yo,
what if you thought you were going to flatter and then the poop just drops?
Yo, but so that being said, right? You just, do you believe in any like fetish or in a extra curricular sexual activity?
Yeah, in our podcast.
In a extra like sexual activity.
Fingers, fingers and toes.
I didn't hear that.
Nice fingers and toes.
And what?
And toes.
Oh, okay.
Are you open to lick toes if you get a chance?
No. If you lick my cool.
Same way if somebody licks your ass, it's cool.
Or licks anyway.
No, you just said, alright, okay. Now I want my answer. No, but like, I just think that things that I've heard from people that, you know, lick ass and everything, it's really cool. It has a nice feeling. But, you know, everybody has their opinion, so, you know.
I don't think it would be nice licking a hairy ass, so.
Hey. No, I don't know why.
What would they say?
How would you want somebody to ask you out?
Hey. I think
that depends on the person.
So no, let's everybody should share their.
Yes, because I only ask.
No,
one
it's something I want to.
Because
know.
I want to.
It's something I want to like. I want to know like guys. Some guys.
I don't mind sharing.
Ask girls out.
I don't mind
like
sharing.
That thing. So if it's you, how would you like a girl to ask you out?
I think I have a fantasy.
Uh huh.
This is what I think, right? So you buy me some nice things, right? And then you choose the place to take me out. You choose the time. Meet me here. And then when we go, whatever you say is just yes. So that's how I see my a girl
can
taking
a,
me
can
out.
Can I ask
to
a follow up question for him?
Yeah.
Are you a submissive?
No.
See,
not necessarily.
Like, necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Not
necessarily.
Let me ask the question that maybe he will answer. you being cuffed and fucked. Like.
No, this is what I think, right? I think that if women have the power to do some things, they are satisfied more. Because, and I'm speaking this from my perspective in the sense that I have had sexual intercourse with women that would rather dominate than want you to dominate. And they come very fast. When you think about it,
they come very fast.
Yeah, they reach orgasm very
okay,
fast.
Okay,
right.
Okay,
so
they know what they want, so they go
yeah,
for it.
So
it makes sense.
It would make sense for you to tell me that if you want to dominate, cool. That doesn't necessarily mean that
you're submissive.
Yeah, because I would want to give you strokes and just call it a day.
So
right.
Yeah, I switch.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody somehow is
not everybody.
Right?
Nobody says.
Wait, so okay, now who is? Answering next. Who is sharing next?
He's the one.
If you're a girl and then you are interested in me and you want to ask me out, huh?
Why?
Flashback on that.
Oh no, but if you're a girl and you want to ask me out, how would I prefer you do it? Me, I believe that like love and this thing should be natural. If you just come up to me and then cough it into my face, I'll be like, no, you have some other intention because I would like to feel it too. So I think it should be a process.
This dick is not for free.
You know? So like, it should be a process. Like, let me feel the vibe. And then like, at a time, you wouldn't even have to ask how, you know, just create the environment. You create the environment and then like, maybe I will be the one who will ask you out. You never know. So I think that is what works for me. But if you just come like, I meet you, 2 weeks later and you're like,
yeah,
yeah. Say, I'm in love with you and all that. I'll just look at you and be like,
from my eyes.
But
yeah.
What if the person is a straight shooter? Like,
that's what I'm saying. If you're a
the person
shooter,
just
if you're a
goes
shooter,
for a
fine.
Kill.
If you do ask me, yeah, if you do ask me, I like, I don't think I'll say yes or no.
Okay,
I'll just leave it to for some time. If you're really interested, I'll get to know. And if I,
this is talking about you. Okay, all right, cool. What about you?
You must be a friend to ask me out. That's all. Like, you have to be someone I've built a relationship with.
Obviously.
You have to be comfortable.
Well, like, what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes. And then, so when we get to that point, we don't have to, like, it's not, you even need to ask. Like,
wait, do you ever realize that, okay, let's say, I'm also your friend, right?
Uh-huh.
Somebody else, like you have friends, uh-huh. Right? So if you say that the person would have to be your friend,
yes.
And there is levels to it.
Yes.
So you should explain.
If you just met me and asked me out, definitely you're not going to go anywhere. I mean, I'm willing to play with you to see where to go for you, but I know that it won't go anywhere for me.
Okay. Just a follow up.
Uh-huh.
Are you a flirt?
Ah! I think people who feel like I'm flirting with them will say I'm a flirt. But I am not categorically going to say I am. I know how to talk to make someone feel good, right? So if I talk to you and you feel good and you feel mushy and all of that, that's really not a me thing. It's a...
You thing.
It's a what?
I'm just listening to
it's
you.
A you problem.
Oh my God.
Like you always say.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean...
Right.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm who I am. I talk to whoever. Otherwise, then it means I flirt with girls too. Because the way I talk to boys, how I talk to girls.
But I feel like women have the same kind of like flirting energy.
So, but when we flirt,
so
when we talk to
so
each other,
people
it's cancels.
Even, yeah, but that's just a theory. Okay, but with guys, we kind of like respond to things different. If you are flirting with me, It would have to be.
Oh, you have flirted with you. Yes, we have been flirting. I will keep flirting. If you don't like it, go and die.
No.
How would you want someone to ask you out?
I think it has to be very romantic.
Ooh. Yeah. Wait, what do you mean romantic? I want to know. Like,
I mean, the vibe has to be very romantic.
Flowers.
So I know what I'm coming for.
Hey. Please, I'm lost. What are you?
You know, you can tell. You can tell if someone is boring from the vibe you're getting from the person.
So if I get it clear, you don't want someone who is boring.
Mm.
You want someone like adventurous, yes, romantic.
Exactly. Wait, so you prefer being on a mountain and then the person asking you out?
Mm-hmm. That's also very romantic.
Ooh.
Please, not what I want to be being on the mountain.
First of all,
by a waterfall. Please. And then we'll make love by the waterfall or right? something.
Please.
Because what? You can't take me to a waterfall or what?
Waterfall, yes, someday.
But anyway, oh my God. Yeah, it's been a good talk.
Yeah.
I think maybe what we would also want to know is let's see. Do you expect to be treated differently because of who you are?
No. I don't expect people to treat me differently, but I feel it's going to happen one way or the other because of who I am.
So would you want... So, for example, if someone addressed you as a he, would you be offended?
No.
So you don't mind if someone says
no.
he?
No.
Okay. There's a question that came up. Someone asked, when you... And your element,
mm-hmm.
would you go to the male washroom or the female washroom?
The female.
Yes. I said it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was even there when they were trying to argue and everything. And, you know, that was a long conversation. But if another lady sees you, right, and they react in a certain way, how would you?
Reacting.
Like, as in, if they see you and then they're like, okay, all right. Maybe, I guess they won't know, but some people are there, they're like,
no,
so
because
nosy.
I
people
are very smart. That
they're like nosy and smart and like,
no, we're having
you know,
an experience like that using a female washroom and then you meet someone.
Someone who will be looking at you.
No, I always make friends in a female washroom.
Oh, you make friends rather than
yeah,
female.
With females more, yeah.
And
okay.
they get to know that like you're trans
mm-hmm.
and they are cool.
Very.
Okay, but why do you prefer the female washroom, man? Because
she's dressed in the element, she can't enter the
yeah. room. It's very uncomfortable too. I hate boy stuff.
Oh, okay.
Aside
I
from,
like boy stuff.
Okay.
Did you get that?
No, I didn't get
that. I hate boy stuff, but I like boy stuff.
That's deep.
Oh!
That's deep. His reaction is lit. His reaction is lit.
Wait, hold on. that was a good one. I was going to ask you something, right? Apart from church, is there any place you go dressed as a guy? You dress in male clothes?
I think when I'm at home doing nothing.
Okay, like the reason why I know it's church is because I watched your interview, you know, on Pulse, and you said something about wearing male clothes when you're going to church. So I just wanted to know if there's any other place, if you do work out or like. And then,
yeah, home, casual.
No, but I want to ask.
Hey, yeah, I'll start another question. So you like,
my goodness.
You know, Ghana, Ghanaians and homosexuality and all of that. People have been calling for homosexuality to be decriminalized. You know, right now, when the act happens, it is a criminal act, so you can face charges for that.
Right now?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and get
oh,
you.
Okay.
Yes,
if,
right now.
So if people catch you or people have evidence that you are like that, then they can take you to court. But if nobody has evidence, then it's
yes, so it means the act is a criminal act. To
oh,
that
okay.
Is that unnatural carnal knowledge?
Yes, so it's called unnatural carnal knowledge. It's in the constitution.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Okay. As it is now, doing that is a criminal act. And people have been calling for it to be decriminalized so that it becomes normal.
Mm-hmm.
That if you find people having anal sex, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
It should be cool. People have been calling for that to be decriminalized. That is...
Because someone was arrested and put in prison for having anal sex with a 19-year-old.
Yes. Yes,
the person was... The 19-year-old is an adult, right? But the act of having anal sex with the guy was what got him in prison.
Yes, because
he's... And they had evidence, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's now a tutor cry in the prison.
Yeah.
Because
Doctor
he was a lecturer.
So I'm asking, so
what
do you think this act should be decriminalized or you think it should still be...
I feel like, first of all, the government has a lot of issues to solve. This is a list of problems we need. People are dying from roads, like It's a lot. Like, sexuality should be the least. And does it affect anybody?
I don't want to boil your blood up right now, but do married people come into your DMs or slide into your DMs and or call you or like meet you and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it often?
Not really. Most of them are not on social media stuff.
So how do you meet
rich motherfuckers, right?
No, like a few people, just a few people.
Okay. So like how about prominent people, politicians and...
Oh no.
So yeah. is it true that Ghana, like, there is a transgender club? Do you guys have a club somewhere that you guys meet?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
Are you in their WhatsApp group? Because they have a WhatsApp group.
They have?
I don't even open up to people like me.
Oh, okay.
So why? Why wouldn't you rather open up to
people like me? People like me are very annoying.
That's weird. Because then...
Nah, I can believe it.
No, as in, no. You, if you say people like you are annoying and bitter, you have to explain it well. Like...
I think people like me are envious. Some talk too much. Like, it's a lot.
Okay, you know why I'm saying that I actually get her? I know other transgenders that are very all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they talk a lot. And so far, she's the only person, or probably the only person, that is just really chilled. Like, I don't see you... Except for when I'm on IG or when I'm on your page. And I'm not even active on Twitter anyway, so it's just like...
So she's not in people's faces.
Yeah, she's not into people's faces. But,
not the drama queen.
Yeah, you can hang out with some other, like, transgenders and, like, they talk a lot. They'll just be loud, you know.
Yes.
So I can get her when, you know, she says that. But I was going to ask the last question, then I'm just done. What are your tattoos about? Are they tattoos, actually?
Yeah. It's my mom's name. Yeah, this is about her too.
Is that Arabic?
Yes, Arabic.
What so does it mean?
She's everything.
Oh, okay.
And there's a tribal tattoo.
Oh, okay.
But is it an actual tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what is it? Is it like flowers?
No, it's a tribal tattoo. Like, it's of flowers and some traditional stuff.
Okay. And it has meaning to it?
No. I think it's just a design.
Okay. Do you have it anywhere?
No, but I want to get one of my thing.
Okay. Alright.
Cool. But before, like, last one, you know, you said you are just done with high school.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really doing anything yet. You don't want to go to school. I'm just curious. So how do you fund your lifestyle? Because I see you're using a very nice phone, like iPhone XR. And,
ooh.
And oh, my mom. That.
Oh, okay. So the money is home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why you don't want to put them out for that?
Maybe. Well, no, I'm just asking, you know.
So, buddy, they want milk.
No, that's the good question.
I just want to find out. Yeah.
Why you?
I didn't say it was a bad question.
Well, I asked because for me, I've been saving for how many years now to buy a phone.
Okay.
I have to say that, you know.
But do you get gifts from people, like random gifts? What's the craziest, grandest gift you've gotten? Someone
will
say a car.
No, someone gave me 1,000 without seeing me.
Without seeing you.
CDs or dollars?
CDs.
That's the important part.
Without seeing you.
They just gave you.
How much?
1,000.
Abu Karim.
Oh, okay, nice.
Abu Karim, I also 1,000.
Are we wrapping up? Or?
Yes,
yeah,
we are.
I just feel like.
So, from me to you, like, I just feel like you have to be yourself, you know, do what you are doing.
Thank
and
you.
Then we said something earlier on that I want you to take very serious. Like, identify what you want to do.
Thank you.
Than to be like a jack of all trades. And that you miss a lot of opportunities, okay?
Thank you.
And we are all out there to help you. So, if you come up with anything, we'll support you.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. I think it should even be like we would like to hear from you that okay, this is what I want to do. You know, as brothers, we need to look out for.
Oh, let me just put it out there. So she was texting me some days ago that she wanted to grow a page, right?
Okay.
No, she wanted to monetize a page.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way forward for her. And I was like, yeah, we can help her out. And I think we've actually given her like a lot of gems today. So if there's anything else, maybe we can do it off record, but. That's what, you know,
okay.
I think it's a good thing that she brought that up. So,
cool.
I have a music plug. I've been listening to this album, actually, for a whole week. Stormzy's Heavy is the Head. Yes. So, a UK rapper. the album is, I think, this year or something, or I don't know, maybe last year or something, but it's really dope. You guys should go and check it out.
Okay, so shout outs to everybody who has started the year with us. This is our second podcast episode, right, for the year 2020.
Yep.
Yes, thank you very much. We promise you more content. We promise you content that you actually sign up for.
Signed up.
Yes.
Injected.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I think we're done, right? So, thank you for being with us on this episode of On Your Shit.
Thank you guys for having me too.
Wait. Yes, yes.
Oh, hey, Matt. Yeah. Before that one. So, has that been your name since, or did you have to change your name to that, or like, what is your real name? But then, why or him, Matt?
Ohimatin is like 5 years now, 6 years now.
You've been Ohimatin for 5 years or 6 years now?
Yeah.
So why is that decision?
Oh, I think it's just a...
Like I'm Martin Hughes, so...
Oh, okay, so...
Ohima plus Martin, so...
Ohima plus Martin, so Ohimatin. Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know I always say Ohima Martin? I'm sorry about that.
It's actually the blend, you know.
Yeah, and it kind of sounds like I'm fucking two names up. Because one is a male name, and one is a female.
Yeah, it's not that.
Alright. It was really nice having you. Nice. I hope we can have more of you.
Of course.
Well, not literally, but you know.
Are you serious? Nobody's mind went there.
Cool down. I know what you say. You
can just go there
somewhere, and you just
what
be like,
did you say? Say it again. Say it again.
More. So you.
So
you want to have
I'm
more?
Saying that
think more.
I hope that we can have more of you because this was fun.
I love the podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.